USA News. I'm Jerry Barmesh. The leader of one of the most feared mercenary organizations on Earth has reportedly struck a deal to halt the Wagner Group's march on Moscow, avoid treason charges, and live in exile in Belarus. The move comes a day after news that Yevgeny Prigozhin had marched his troops to within 120 miles of the Russian capital. Military analyst Mike Lyons tells me there are still uncertainties.
And what happens to the mercenary group, the Wagner Group? Where do they go? Are they become part of the regular Russian military now? Lots of unanswered questions here.
Lyon says the short term will be telling for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think the next few hours, 24, 48 to 96 hours, will likely tell what happens to him, whether he tries to consolidate power or what.
The White House is monitoring for any changes. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is accompanying President Biden to Camp David. A majority of Americans don't like that the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade.
According to a recent NBC News poll, 61% of Americans disapprove of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade that occurred 1 year ago. Additionally, slightly more than half of the respondents stated that they strongly oppose the Dobbs decision, which effectively transferred the authority over abortion rights to individual states. The poll also showed that these perspectives do align with party affiliations. 92% of Democrats expressed their disapproval of the ruling, while 65% of Republicans said they approved. I'm John Schaefer.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking for the start of former President Trump's classified documents trial to be pushed back until December. The special counsel filed the request Friday due to security clearances needed to be obtained that will take longer than anticipated. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts related to how he handled boxes full of classified documents. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A poll is shedding light on how many Californians are considering leaving the state.
High cost of living is said to be a leading factor in driving people out of the Golden State. More than 40% of residents polled say they're seriously thinking about leaving California, with nearly half struggling to save money or pay for unexpected expenses. Nearly 3 in 10 of those surveyed also said they might leave because the state's policies and laws don't align with their political views. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Legendary news anchor Tom Brokaw is opening up about his battle with incurable blood cancer. In an interview with CBS News set to air this weekend, Brokaw talked about how he's faced cancer for a decade, adding that doctors didn't think he would make it to his current age of 83. He added that the disease forced him to walk away from NBC in 2021, a network he had worked for since 1966. New York Yankee star Aaron Judge has a torn ligament in his right big toe. Judge has been on the injured list since June 6th, with no timetable for his return to the lineup. The reigning American League MVP still leads the team in home runs and runs batted in. Actor Frederick Forrest is dead at the age of 86. Forrest was a character actor best known for his work in the 1970s films Apocalypse Now and The Rose, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award. Forrest had amassed nearly 90 acting credits in movies and television. I'm Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.